Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, do you see where Ja Morant ranks in the ESPN Top 100?
I'm ready to get triggered.
Today, 50 to 26 came out. We had already seen Jaren Jackson listed at number 71. We saw Dylan Brooks listed at number 78, which represented a nice move up for Dylan Brooks, by the way. He was unranked previous year.
I would have flip-flopped those, but go ahead.
You would have flip-flopped Dylan and Jaren Jackson?
Yep.
You realize Jaren Jackson was number 43 in 2020? So now he's 71. We know why. I mean, he barely played last season. And right there at the top on the big question on Jaren, they did one big question for everybody, is what we know, the durability. He's got to stay out on the floor. Dylan Brooks, number 78, who you would have flipped. They talk about how good he was defensively last year, part of the big reason for the rise. And then Steven Adams, oh, by the way, new Grizzly, everybody loves after talking to him here recently, number 98.
Well, how about that? Top 100 player.
Okay, so you got four Grizzlies there.
Yeah.
Expected to have in the top 100. And then Ja Morant, number 31.
What?
I was wondering if we're going to get a clap or we're going to get a trigger. You really think he should be higher than 31? This is about the guys that just missed being
the elite. Take off the three. You're right. Then you got it right.
You're funny.
If you take off the three.
Yeah.
No, I know, like, the cool thing is, like, I'm so pissed. I can't believe this.
I mean, I can tell you the guys around. That's what I'm saying is, like, how are you going to move him up much higher than he is at 31? Now, last year he was 31, so I could see some people saying, well, Ja Morant just went out in the playoffs against Utah, averaged 30-8,
mm-hmm.
right? Shot almost 49% from the field, basically 49%. And how could he not move after a playoff appearance and you had no Jaren Jackson? So I can listen to that argument, but mm-hmm. – I mean, come on.
I could take issue with
21 years old. You're number 31. You're already above guys like De'Aaron Fox and other guys. I mean, you've earned this already. I think that's pretty good.
You're basically a top 10. You're in the top 10% of the NBA in your third year, right? So I'm not going to sit here and cry for Ja Morant. Although I will say this. I will say I think he's a better player moving forward than C.J. McCollum.
You could put him over McCollum.
And I think
who's 30.
And I think you could make an argument.
You're going to put him over Russ? Already?
No, I'm not going to put him over Russ, but I think
he's 29.
You could put him over Ben Simmons.
Ooh, Ben Simmons is 28.
Yeah. I mean, he fell from 16 to 28, so it's been a precipitous fall for Ben. But
Ben Simmons does not make everyone around him. Well, maybe, I guess. When he's operating in point guard role, he makes guys better. But come on, there's too many flaws in his game.
But I'm not gonna march in front of City Hall for this. You know, Ja Morant.
Got Brandon Ingram, 26, too.
He's an all-star. Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. It's true. Like, Ja still has some things in his game that he's got to, I think, show
defense.
He can do. Yeah, defense. And then, does that three-point shot come along? Doesn't have to because he's shown he can be effective without it.
What did he shoot in the playoffs?
It got better, though. It did get better.
A little bit, right?
Yeah, because he had that game against the Warriors where he was 5 of 10 or whatever it was. It's his third season.
32.3 in the playoffs from three.
Damn, that wasn't much better than regular season.
Well, but it was 30. And again, what you hoping he gets to, 36?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You're talking about a few more percentage points, a few more going in.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, Ja's in his going into his third season, he's already in the top 10% of the NBA. I mean, the trajectory's arrow is pointing way, way up.
I mean, the thing that jumps out to me is the 48.7% your second year from the field overall.
Right.
Yes, you got to get the three-point percentage up. And the fact that in the playoffs, I looked at eight free throw attempts per game against Utah. That was a guy finding out You know, if I get in that lane and put that pressure on those officials, those referees make that call, especially at big moments, I'm going to get to a point in my career where I get it. And he was starting to there. It was sort of him figuring it out, too, that making the game easier for himself. You know, just getting to the line, getting to the free throw line. Hell, you net 5-6 points to your average just doing that, and he was getting to that line in those playoffs. I think it was an aggressive job, and one that we certainly will welcome seeing for the rest of his career.
Let's play this game. Where they finish at the end of the season? Do you think Dylan Brooks finishes ahead or behind 78 in the NBA after this season?
Well, I think he's going to get on some all defensive teams now.
I think that's what he was working himself toward.
You know, Morant was lobbying for him. McMahon writes about that, wrote about the other day in that Dylan Brooks breakdown of him being number 78. But that lobbying's been going on. You know, he essentially just missed being on those teams or being close to it last year. He's got a chance to do that, and I think that's the move up. That's his way up. You know, in addition to taking better shots, not being as streaky a shooter, mm-hmm. being continuing to show that you can be one of the elite defenders in the league, that's his way up from 78. So yep. I would hope that he's going to move up, John, because that word's out on Dylan Brooks and the force he can be defensively.
What about Jaren at 71? Does he finish ahead or behind 71?
I'm going to say he goes back up. Remember, again, he was 43 the year before. It's a problem if he doesn't go back up in some degree. Again, to what? We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I just want him plus 60 games this season.
Right.
Probably, like to see, 70.
And then, look, I would fully expect by the end of this season that Ja Morant's going to go into next year as a top 25 player consensus. He's going to be considered a top 25 player, top 20 player in the NBA. The development has been there pretty much every step of the way. I think that three-point percentage will go up. I don't know how. I'm not going to sit here and say it's going to be a dramatic improvement.
If he got it to 34, 35, it's fine. It's still fine. It's still fine. Again, his success or failure in the league is not going to depend on whether he's a 38 to 40% three-point shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can still be super effective and was against Utah, sitting there at 32, 30, trying to touch 33%. So even if it gets to 34, 35,
yes,
that will where you've got to at least respect it. Where he's not Ben Simmons and scared to even take it.
Yes.
That's the critical part, is that you're taking them. He's going to move up. Guy's going to move up. And it doesn't have to be to 38 to 40%.
Yeah, so anyway, that is the update today.
John
Morant is 31 in this ESPN NBA rank. Number one going to be KD? Is that what we just sort of expect?
Well, no, he's Giannis. LeBron, according to you.
Giannis? No, I mean, I've been beaten down on this show. You know, you have just not rested until LeBron has not been considered. And he won't be because of the year they had.
I think it should be KD.
Will it be Giannis, though? It'll end up being Giannis, won't it?
I guess he's the champ and has won a Defensive Player of the Year, but come on. I mean, KD, he dragged that team, that Nets team. He almost beat them. He almost knocked Milwaukee off essentially by himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was barely James Harden out there and no Kyrie. What are we talking about here?
The order is going to be Giannis, KD, LeBron. LeBron's going to be number three. And that's going to be like, he's going to get really upset about that.
You can't put
LeBron ahead of KD right now. If you just go off their most recent seasons, you can't put LeBron above KD. Now, I think he could finish above KD.
He can't lead a team by himself anymore. When Anthony Davis got banged up, LeBron showed you he couldn't pull it off anymore. Not this stage of his career. Putting that thing on his back and saying "Let's go," couldn't get him past Phoenix.
Yeah. So anyway,
KD did.
Then Luka four, right? Got to think.
Lord.
Luka four, and then Harden five. Does that sound about right?
I get Luka definitely passes Harden based on last season, but
I mean, Luka's a top four player in the NBA, man. He averages freaking a triple double, basically.
Yeah,
you know,
I said top five is fine. Top five,
and
is
it's
fine
not like Luka. It is, and it's not like Luka's team is great either. I mean, they got exposed in the playoffs. Who'd they add? What did Dallas go out there and they do anything?
Re-signed Tim, did they not? Gave Hardaway some money.
No, they changed coaches.
Yeah, no more Carlisle.
That's about it.
And Carlisle, good coach, man. You may regret running him off, but I know it's all about the relationship with him and Luka.
They added Reggie Bullock.
Man, please.
That's what they did.
Yeah, I know. That's not gonna be enough to move up in the West. You're just saying Luka, go lead us up. Go. And again, they don't have the support.
A little shocking, to be honest, that they did not do more because, I mean,
they're screwed with the Porzingis thing.
But Mark Cuban is an aggressive owner. He's always been the guy that's going to go out and, like, make improvements. And he really did not. He really did not do much to this roster in the offseason.
Decision has to be, can we move on with Porzingis? They're tied up in that right now.
Yeah.
That they're going to have to restructure that thing around Luka without Porzingis. We've seen it. That was a mess last year. You talk about somebody you can't trust in terms of durability, that's all over Porzingis at this point.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to get off him and then figure things out from there.
Yeah. When we come back, got some news on Ben Simmons. What are they going to do with him in Philadelphia? Doc Rivers has an idea. We'll get into that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN. So we were talking about NBA and Ben Simmons being number 28, I think, 28 on the
correct, on ESPN's top
NBA 100. Rank. I know there are some of you, there's a small contingent. Which contingent bigger, Lionel Hollins ralliers or Ben Simmons truthers in terms of the size? What conglomerate do you think is bigger?
Well, you mean folks that want to trade for Ben Simmons here in Memphis?
Yeah, who think he's, you can rehabilitate him and turn him into a really,
there's
really...
There's probably still a few more of those.
Of Ben Simmons than those fans?
I mean, that Lionel Hollins turnout was very disappointing.
Yeah, it was a tough day.
I feel like I should have been out there. It was so bad.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.